Well, hello, friends. And welcome back to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you're here with me today. We're talking about the disciples and the apostles in the newly formed Christian church. Remember, after Jesus went up into heaven, the Holy Spirit came to his apostles and breathed on them and brought tongues of fire. And oh, it was so exciting at Pentecost. Well, all of the apostles then did wonderful things. Today we're going to hear something really cool about Peter. So if you're ready, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. Do you remember how I told you that the bad guys and King Herod and some of the other people who didn't like Jesus were very mean to the apostles? Well, sadly, the apostle John was even killed by them. And at the same time, Herod, the king, also captured Peter and put him in prison. Now, he was sleeping in the prison, and they had him just so protected. I mean, they didn't want anything to happen so he could get out. So they put a soldier on either side of him asleep. They bound him with two chains, and they put guards at the door. Well, you know what happened in the night? An angel of the Lord came and stood next to Peter. And there was a bright light shining in the cell. He touched Peter on his side and woke him up and said, "Get up quickly." And those chains just fell off of Peter's hands. And the angel said, "Dress yourself and put on your shoes." And so, of course, Peter did. And he said to him, "Put your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out, and Peter followed the angel. He wasn't even sure if it was real. He thought maybe he was like dreaming or seeing a vision, because it was so unusual. And they passed the guards, and the guards didn't move. And they came to the big iron gate that led into the city. And the iron gate opened all by itself, and Peter went out. And as soon as he got out in the street, the angel was gone. And Peter realized, wow, God sent the angel to rescue me. So as soon as he got out, he went to the house where he knew that many of his friends were together and they were praying. And he knocked on the door. And the girl who answered the door came. Her name was Rhoda. And she came and she heard Peter's voice. Oh, she couldn't believe it. But she didn't open the door. She was so shocked. She ran back, and her friend said, "Oh, he's not there. You're crazy." And she said, I hear his voice. He's knocking." And the people said, "No, it's probably just an angel. It can't be Peter. He's bound in prison, guarded, and he can't be out." But Peter kept knocking and kept knocking. And finally, they opened the door and saw him, and they were so amazed. He told them to be quiet, and he went in the house. And then he told them how God took him out of prison. And then he said, "We're going to do more work for Jesus." And he left and went to another place. Oh, let me tell you, those soldiers were in big trouble the next day. And King Herod was so angry. And God protected his disciples and his apostle Peter. Well, we'll hear more exciting stories about what happens to some of the other apostles. And so join us next time on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others. Listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.